Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And now, a Rob Brown Lowdown, only on the Fan Upstate.
I had a couple of things I wanted to get into, but I think we got to start with college basketball. And I'm going to get to the bracket coming up here in just a minute from now. But got to start, as much as I don't want to, with Clemson basketball. Because Clemson was probably the bubble team that had most people in dismay about their L. They get into the NIT. They go in as the number one. Seed. They end up hosting the opening round game, and they get an opportunity to take on Morehead State University out of the one seed. And they lost. And they lost. And my question mark here is, how do I phrase this? What the hell, man? The hell? Now, Morehead State is a team I've got a lot of respect for because it's a, you know, it's an old school blue collar team. But I don't want to sit here and pretend like Morehead State is North Carolina. I don't want to sit here and pretend that Morehead State was Virginia. Morehead State finished their season 22-12. They finished as the regular season champs in the Ohio Valley Conference. They knock off Clemson 68-64 in South Carolina. On top of that, it was the first NIT win in school history. Mark Freeman, 19 points. Alex Gross, 16-9 boards, knocking off the one seed. They were down 15 at the half. Morehead State trailed by 10 after halftime, coming out of halftime, went on an 8-0 run to narrow the deficit down to 34-32. With 4:37 left to play, Drew Thelwell knocked down a three-pointer, gave the Eagles a 55-54 lead, and they never turned back. Now, we had a lot of conversation about Brad Brunell. Honestly, since I moved here, right? I remember moving here leading into the COVID season. Well, I guess really ending the last regular season I moved here, and there was already conversation about Brad Brunell and whether he was the right guy for the gig, whether he was the right guy for the job. Could he do it? Could he get him there? That year, they were set to go into a quarterfinal matchup with Florida State. That was the point that the COVID restrictions kicked into play. That game got canceled outright, and they ended up in a spot where FSU got handed the ACC regular season title and what would have been a bid into the tournament had it happened. Clemson had their opportunity for the first time to win back to back Atlantic Coast Conference tournament games. Never done it under Brad Brunell. For the record, still have not done it under Brad Brunell because they opened the ACC tournament this year with a demolition job against NC State. Played a game that very well could have, should have, would have beat the Virginia Cavaliers. And as I've said a number of times, I think the best team in the ACC, which by the way, congratulations Furman Paladins. I know you got bounced in round two. We're going to talk about that in a minute as well. But damn, what a win for the Dins. We'll come back to that. Anyway, I thought to myself, you know, this is a Clemson team that now gets to play a couple at the house before they got to go up to Madison Square Garden. And while the NIT is very frequently considered a tournament that you do not want to be a part of, right? Mainly because of the whole not invited tournament label that it receives. The chance to go to the NIT, the chance to make some noise in the NIT, the chance to do a little something in the NIT can put eyes on your program for the next year. And with the caliber of talent that this team not only has but is onboarding, I thought, yeah, man, go to the NIT, make a run, make a little noise, get folks looking at you, come into the ACC regular season next year with eyes and expectations raised. And instead, you got bounced by the Morehead State Eagles in game number one. I have heard a lot of the expectations. I've heard a lot about the goals, right? Make more tournaments than you don't win an ACC title here and there, get stuff done. And it's just not happening, right? It's just not happening. Neff came out, the AD came out, like what, 36 hours before the NIT started. He said, we're confident. We think he's pointed in the right direction. He set us up with the opportunity to achieve our goals. And then you get bounced in the first round. Now, college basketball tournaments are wild, right? We also saw Purdue, a team that at least two of y'all picked to be the eventual national champions in the Rob Brown Show Bracket Challenge, get bounced by, what was it, Fairfield In-State University in the first round of the Bracket Challenge? It happens. The problem is, it happens consistently for Clemson. Now, I could argue it happens consistently for Purdue. Remember, they were also the team that got bounced by, what, the North Texas Mean Green in a 15-2 matchup a couple of years ago? But for Clemson, it's just happened consistently, and I just genuinely don't understand it, right? I don't understand how that works. I described this team earlier in the season as consistently inconsistent, and I don't think I could have come up with something better. Now, I go to the NC State game, right? I go to the NC State game. I go to a game where Clemson mentally had the upper hand. They knew it. They had already beaten the hell out of the Wolfpack twice. A team where NC State came in knowing that that team just had their number. So maybe they were a bit down. At this point, I'm looking for reasons, and I'll tell you why I'm doing this. I'm looking for reasons to believe that NC State just didn't put up a fight against Clemson, right? Now, NC State was not at that point a lock for a bracket. We all thought that they were probably in, but had some work to do. We knew Clemson. I knew Clemson needed to. About 80% of y'all didn't believe me. Y'all thought a win over the Wolfpack was enough. Well, NC State got in and we didn't, right? But the losses NC State had were not as bad as the losses Clemson had. And while Clemson was the better basketball program between the two, no doubt about it, it is not a power ranking of the top 68 teams. It is the overall resume of them. And NC State's resume, while similar, had losses that just weren't as bad as the Tigers were. It's just that simple. I told you that. Going in, none of y'all should have been surprised on Selection Sunday. I told you going in that was going to be the case. And it was. And I am looking for reasons that NC State laid down to Clemson. Not because I don't think Clemson was a better team, but because I'm trying to figure out how it was that the Clemson team that played about as perfect as a basketball game as you could have asked for against NC State turned around and just boated the bed in the very next game. But then you got a chance. You go to the NIT. No, it's not the tournament you want to be in, but it is the second most prestigious tournament in all of college basketball. It is a tournament that is more about finding the next generation of players, right? It's a tournament that gives you the opportunity to go out there, test new lineups, find out what young guys are going to rise to the occasion, win some hardware, hang a banner, and again, get the eyeballs on your program. Get CBS Sports to talk about your program. Get Wally Zerbiak to drop a reference on you during March Madness coverage so that when the next year's season rolls around, you're already talked about. You're the NIT champs or semifinalists or whatever. You've got some noise about you. But that's not what happened. Instead, Clemson looked flat. They looked disinterested. They looked unorganized. They looked like they weren't ready to play. Joey B just floated a theory on the stream, which you can watch again at facebook.com/thefanupstate, twitter.com/thefanupstate, by searching The Fan Upstate or The Rob Brown Show on YouTube, and by searching The Rob Brown Show on Twitch. Joey B just floated a theory. Brad Brownell knew he wasn't getting fired, so he gave up. Does anybody agree with that? Because I got to tell you, I've told you guys, I try not to believe things without evidence, but I feel like the performance of that team against Morehead State was pretty damn good evidence, right? I feel it was pretty good evidence. It certainly looked to me like this team just was not there. And if that's the case, if this team led by Brad Brownell does not have that killer mentality, if this team does not have the desire to win every game, whether it's the South Carolina game in week one or two, whether it's the Boston College game in week seven, or whether it's Morehead State in the opening round game, if this team doesn't have the rocks and the guts to come out with that killer mentality and win these, the winnable games, right? I'm not talking about the L to Duke. I'm not talking about the L to Carolina in Raleigh. I'm talking about Morehead State University. If you don't have the aggression to come out and beat Morehead State on your floor in a tournament game, I don't think that that is something that just changes, right? You can have the best X's and O's in the game. You can have the analytics down. You can have the tactics down. You can have all of it down. But if you don't show show up and show out in that game, in that moment, with the opportunity to put a mark next to your logo and get it the hell done. You're not going to learn that, right? You're not going to learn that. You're not going to go through the offseason and suddenly you come out next year with a renewed vigor. That's just what you are. That's just your identity. And I am afraid for Clemson basketball fans that we just found out the identity of your team. You can get up for some big games. You can get up for games against teams that you feel you already have their number, like NC State. But if you can't get up for Morehead State in a tournament that would begin the conversation about you for next year, what the hell gives me a reason to believe that I should believe in you next year? Where should that come from? I got no reason to believe it. It's simple. Skrilla just said Clemson's best performances this season when they were not expected to win. When the spotlight is on, they fold up like lawn chairs. Again, I can just point to the Morehead State game and feel like that's correct. Just that game alone showed me that killer aggression, that ruthless aggression, is not there. So why would I believe starting next year, Brad Brunell's team is just going to learn that? You can't learn that. You either got the Mamba mentality or you don't. And this team, when they had a chance to win some hardware, when they had a chance to put themselves on the national spotlight and get the conversation started about what they could be next year, when they had the chance to do it, they collapsed. That ain't good enough.
The Rob Brown Show. Get Rob at thefanupstate.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.